We are learning Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis Masechtas Tamid, and we're starting from the Gemara. It said in the Mishnah that they had these like balconies that went around the perimeter of the Beis Hamikdash, and that's where the Kahanim walked there to check out what's going on the bottom. The Gemara asked, "Mi ava chasad rois?" And there was a chasad rois in the Vazara. Vatanya learned in the Brayis. So, "Lezim Yaakov Aimer Nayin Shein Oisim Chasad Rois Vazara." How do we know you don't make balconies in Azara? Tamulay, the pasuk says, "Lasita lecha Asheira kol eitz eitz mizbeach Hashem lekecha." You shouldn't plant any Asheira next to mizbeach Hashem lekecha. And what's pshat in that pasuk? And Hach Kamar, "Lasita lecha Asheira." Don't plant any. What it means is, "Lasita lekol eitz." Don't plant any tree eitz mizbeach Hashem lekecha. You now have any tree planted, any trees in Azara. And the Gemara assumed that these balconies are made out of wood. How do you let have wood in Azara? You now let put any wood. You now have any wood in Azara. Rav Chista, you're right. Here we're talking about a chasad rois shel binyan. It was made out of stone. These balconies are made out of stone, therefore it's not a problem. The Mishnah says further, they checked out the whole thing until they got to the chavitim. So why are they busy with the chavitim first? It must be that that's going to be the first thing to do in the Beis HaMikdash. Lamer in the chavitim have a kedima. It sounds like I'm here, the chavitim are first. By the time you went to the Braisam, how do you know nothing comes before the Tomas HaShachar, Tama Leimar, ba'oruch ala ha'oyla? And what does it mean, ha'oyla v'amarabah? Ha'oyla, oyla rishayna. Rishayna is the first thing to do. So you should be busy preparing the oyla, not preparing the chavitim. Am Rav Yehuda, lahochim cham l'ravicha. The chavitim needed hot water to, they used to like, saute the flour, kilo, you know. So they needed hot water, so therefore they started cooking up the water. But of course they did the talmud first. Just they cook up the hot water, it takes some time, so they did that first, and that's why they started with that. Hadun Allah for Shloshim Mekayimus. The end of the Parak Shloshim Mekayimus. So we start the new Parak now. Parak Sheni. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Ro Achiv, the Kanim saw that they finished Shiereit, he finished the Tumas Adeshen. Now comes next Avaydus. Behem Rotsum Abam, they came running. Mir Vikidju Yudayim Raglayim, Menakia. They went to do Kiddush Yudayim Raglayim from the Kir. And because the 40 when they have avoid this or touch any klisharis, they have to do kiddush yadayim raglayim. Not lose on my great place. They took the shovels. That's a scenarios. That's like big forks. But all the rois were back. Went on top of the mizbeach. Had to clear up the mizbeach now for next kavanas. Say varim vaybedarim, the bones and the fat shlenis akum ba'erev. They didn't get burnt from the night before. So in can I say they move it to the side. I'll see the mizbeach. We bring it to the side of the mizbeach. The different maracha on the side of mizbeach. And the Emet Stod, the Machzik, if there's not enough room on the side, you used to put it on the Kevesh. So you might say, the Valley Kevesh. Put it on the Kevesh, on top, higher up than the Soiviv. Hechelu Malin Be'efer. Then they started piling up all the ashes into the middle, Agabi HaTapuach. The middle of the Mizbeach is called Tapuach, a big pile called the apple. HaTapuach Be'emtza Mizbeach, that was the middle of Mizbeach. Pa'amim, Shayalok, Kishloish Meyas Kur. Sometimes there was 300 Kur. That's how big this thing was. And some say it's like 129 square meters, which is a credible amount, a huge area of Tapuach. How big the Tapuach was. We'll see in the Gemara, we'll talk about that a little bit. Over a golem, loyim adash to Moshe. They didn't even remove it. They didn't do haitzahas adash, which removed the Tapuach. Why? Because it's very nice. Look at how much kabbalas they brought. And the Mishnah adds on, it never happened that the kain was lazy about taking out the deshen. Because you would think maybe he shouldn't take out the deshen because he wants to show everyone, look how much work I do, look how much kavanas I do. But still, he never was lazy about taking out the haitzahas adeshen when it was needed. Because every day they did it, every time it was too big, the tabuach took haitzahas adeshen. Only on Yom, when they wanted to show off, they didn't take it off. They wanted to show off the noi. But every time, all year round, when it was too big, they did take it off, and they weren't lazy about it, even though it shows how much work they did.